Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Our birthday letter month begins this Friday. That means letters received on or after Friday during the month of September count toward our goal. You can, however, begin writing your letter, and by putting it in the mail on Thursday, be assured that it will count for letter month. Now, to get you in the right mindset, I've been sharing some letters from our spring letter month. Some are short, some are long. This is a little more on the long side. Nancy and Bryant wrote, "Dear WRVM, where would I be without your station? I cannot begin to tell you what a blessing you've been to me. The programs you offer are without a doubt some of the best. Sure, you could play music all day, like many stations, but serious issues that we face in our day must be addressed. I have received so much insight and knowledge about these tough topics that I would not have gotten anywhere else. When I've been at the end of my rope and hope about a wayward child, a program has strengthened my heart and pointed me in the right direction." At the beginning of the month, one listener mentioned that you don't play enough newer music to draw in the younger people. My husband and I laughed out loud at that statement. There have been several times that you've played a new song, more of a contemporary artist that you could hear on other stations, and I turned to my husband and said, "Wow, I can't believe Suring just played that song." Now, we said that not in a negative way, but just as an acknowledgement to your openness to include newer music. We believe you're doing a fine job in that category. Also, you have played new music many other times. This music is not played on other stations, but it's new to your library. These songs are moving and heartfelt. They deserve a spot on the airwaves, too. And that listener also mentioned removing older deceased preachers. I personally don't care for Dr. James Vernon McGee, but he does preach through the entire Bible, and there's a lot to be said about that. I also need to hear about the end times so I know what to look for and prepare for. I think of Dr. David Jeremiah. With age comes wisdom, and that cannot be circumvented. In conclusion, I would like to say this. Yes, in very real ways, those of us who donate money to you are, in a sense, shareholders. You exist because of our giving, and you want to know what we think about things. But I would never want you to change things just because I said to do it. Well, I look forward to reading your comments about our programming and overall ministry. Here's where you can write. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. You can visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.